On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
There's a mom going viral on, it's actually on Threads, which, who uses Threads, by the way? Not me. But there's this mom that's going viral on Threads because she's kind of making fun of some names that are in her kid's yearbook. Are you eating?
What?
Are you serious? You have to at least try.
No, you would have never known.
Are you serious?
You would have never known.
Bro, are you serious? You have to at least try today.
You are reading the computer.
You have to at least try today.
You're not supposed
you can't
to look
be
at
that
me.
Checked out. You cannot be
no,
that checked
I'm checked
out.
In, but my stomach is rumbling. Like, I'm
Yo,
so hungry.
Jessica Dutra, I look up and just she just bit off half a banana.
No.
We are mid-live on the air right now.
No.
You are eating your breakfast mid-live on the air.
But listen to me. I sound normal.
You
all
have been
the time,
checked out from the second we started this morning.
You all the time will literally have a scoop of peanut butter and you're cackling and you can't even breathe when you talk on the air.
God.
I took a sliver, a smallest little nibble of a banana and I was going to be totally fine because my stomach is killing me. I am locked in.
Okay.
You weren't supposed
you know what?
To. No one would have known if you didn't bring it up.
You literally looked in my face and took a bite of that
That's
banana.
That's not true. That's not true. That's literally not true. You would have
Charlotte,
never
get
known.
Get your show together. Get your show together over
me?
Here. You've got two children that are running wild today on a Friday. This is not going well.
This is beyond my help.
This could have been completely fine. You would have never known. It wasn't crunchy. It's not like a sound that affects my ability to speak to you.
Just like,
it was a nibble. That's not true.
So there's this mom, as I was saying, there's this mom that's going viral over on Threads. She is really making fun of some of these kids' names that she's seeing in her kids' yearbook because she's like, I've never heard some of these names before. Like, where did some of these parents come up with some of these names?
Okay.
She wants to know where they're coming from. Like, for example, the name Navy. Like, why does somebody name their kid Navy? I don't even know why they would name their kid Navy.
Well,
another name is Steel. Like, where did the name Steel come from?
Okay, Navy, I can understand. Steel.
Again,
okay.
we don't know, right?
I think it's awesome. I just don't know how and why.
So what she's doing, she's kind of flipping through the yearbook, asking why, and trying to figure out the origin of some of these names, right? Another name, Barthy is another name. Cannon. Cannon's another name that she's going through. So then obviously what happens is in Threads, people start going through and saying, like, these are the names that I've heard. And then asking the people of, like, how they came up with these names,
like
right?
Like the origin story.
The name that the most people were most fascinated by was the name Prince Almighty. So somebody named their kid Prince Almighty.
That's
and
just too much.
Like, why?
Not Prince Almighty.
Like, where did that name come from?
You're setting your kid up.
Prince
for
Almighty?
Failure.
Like, that's.
Or to be the Prince Almighty.
No.
That's true. Or are you manifesting?
Is it? No, exactly. Is it like one of those names where you like manifest and then you become.
But you guys,
the Prince
kids
Almighty.
Are scary. You're telling me there's a kid in the classroom named Prince Almighty and no one's going to say a word. You're going to go through, what is it, attendance? And someone's going to say Prince Almighty and the rest of the class is going to be mute?
There,
no, giggles. First, giggles galore.
Okay, so here's our question, all right? Is what is, and all these names, it's like, what is the, and we came up with this topic very clearly before we came on the air. What is the most unique name that you have ever heard? Okay. And all the, and some of y'all may be teachers. Some of y'all just may be parents. You may be flipping through your kid's yearbook right now. And you're like, what is this name? Like, where did this, and maybe you know the origin story behind this name and maybe you don't. We've just got to figure it out. But like, what is, and maybe, listen, maybe you're one of these parents that named your kid something
Prince
super.
Prince Almighty.
Right. Right. We might get a Prince Almighty that comes to the phone right now.
And we want
to
know why.
And we want to know, like, what is the most unique name? And maybe, listen, maybe your parent, the name of your kid, something super unique, and we can hear the story behind it. Jess, who's this?
This is Chip on One in Columbia.
What's up, Chip?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's the most unique name you've heard?
I worked with a guy named Sun King.
Sun King.
Like,
is that
like
two
king,
words
king
or
of
one?
The sun?
It was two words.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, we found, you know, again, we all called him Louis, because apparently it was like Louis the 16th.
Oh, okay.
What his parents named him after. And it came up because there was like an official document type thing at the office one day, and we're like, Sun King.
Yeah.
What the hell?
But he didn't tell you guys, though. He told you his name was Louis, and you guys had to find out from like a piece of paper he was actually Sun King.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you say your name's Kramer, we call you Kramer, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to be like, no, what's your real name?
Right, right. Which, by the way, is not my real name, so nobody looked too deep into it. But
no,
it
was the fact
what's
that
your secret name?
Yeah,
you know?
No, yeah, right.
It was the fact that he doesn't even feel comfortable saying it, you know?
Well, that would be embarrassing, to be honest with you. If your name was Sun King, do you think you'd tell people your name
was
Sun
King? But
think
about Prince Almighty. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I see it, though. But you, but like, for example, if I wouldn't, like, Jess, I would not ask you what your real name was if you walked into the office and told me your name was Jess. I would be like, okay, but what's your real name? Like, no one's going to say that if your name is Louie. Like,
did
no
anyone,
one's gonna
did
say.
Anyone say Sun King after the fact, or you guys just kept rolling with Louie?
Oh, hell yes.
Of course. Yeah, no, everybody. Like, how would you not?
Louie was gone.
Like, what's up, Sun King? Like, forever. Like, how could you not? Wow, yeah, that's
Louie
a good
died.
One, Chip.
Sun
that's
King
great.
Was alive.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, no. Thank you for that one. Let's go to, this is Tanya. What's up, Tanya? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Tanya, you have a treasure trove of unique names you've run across as a teacher.
Yes. When I was working in D.C., I had quite the unique names. The two of my top favorites, one was spelled A-A and was pronounced Adasha.
Wait, so they didn't spell the Dasha part, but the dash was supposed to be that part?
Yes, and you know, when I first got it, I thought maybe it was a typo or maybe I was mispronouncing it, but they corrected me very quickly.
So wait, with the first...
Wait, that's messed up. You're never going to find that on a keychain.
The first time... No, never.
That
wait.
Sucks.
So the first time... Wait, you had to say that out loud, right? The first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first time I learned to say that out loud, first I thought maybe a typo, and I was like, A-A,
no!
And then I was like, I'm just going to write this on the board. And if it's your name, please let me know who you are.
No.
Like, who's No?
It's
no?
It's kind of creative.
No, it is.
Though.
It is creative. Like I'm
once
saying.
You
like,
no, it's like.
When it's written, it does look. It looks pretty dope. I'm not going to
lie.
Yeah,
it looks like an artist name. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like, if you
yes,
were going to
yes,
be
yes.
like some kind right. of artist.
She'll always get called first.
For sure.
That's true. That's
all right.
True.
What's the other unique name as a teacher you've seen?
So the other one, I had to call, check in the front office, call the parent just to make sure, but it was spelled A-N-U-S. But it was pronounced a knot.
No.
And I really had a hard time, and I felt so bad for this baby. And when I worked with this baby as a special educator, they were in pre-K, and in my head, I'm just thinking, baby already is going to struggle in life being a special ed student. But now you gave him a name that he's going to be living with and regretting his whole life.
No,
and those kids, you know they had a field day
I
with
know.
That.
There's that. Yeah. Y'all, how do you?
Come on, man.
And I'm sorry, it was Anus?
Anas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least well. Spell it differently.
Yeah.
Spell it differently.
Put an O in there.
The name is cool, but the spelling,
well,
you're just
there's,
asking.
There's a lot of names.
Did not know.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound like Anas.
Well,
like
no,
that,
I'm saying, obviously, yeah. I don't know like the origin. I don't know what that means or translates to.
Sure.
So that's why it's like, I understand. But as far as like spelling, man,
yeah,
come
that's,
on.
That's rough. Thank you for calling us. Yes. Michelle, what the most unique name that you have heard is what?
Honesty.
Okay.
H-O-apostrophe-N-A-S-T-Y.
So ho nasty. Wait, can I say that on the radio?
You
did.
Did
I say that?
Oh, wait. So wait.
Wait.
H-O- dash N-A-S-T-Y.
Yes.
Wait.
Okay, first of all, like...
Why?
Artist name, amazing.
Yeah.
At school, problematic.
Rapper name, yes. Wait, were you a teacher? What was the context you ran across that name?
It was a friend of mine who is a doctor.
Oh, my God. Wait, the doctor was so nasty?
No, she took care of that name.
Okay. I want Dr. Ho Nasty. I'm not going to lie to you. So wait, did you have to call them by that name, or did you ask how that went?
They asked how it was pronounced, and they said honesty.
Oh, okay. All right. At least you get clarity before you just had to call them into the doctor room. Wow, that's a doozy.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.